The Southwest Ag Summit is next week in Yuma on the campus of Arizona Western College and at special event locations across the community. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC, show number 52. I'm Lou Gumm. For more than a decade, the Southwest Ag Summit has brought together growers, vendors, researchers, and community members to share best practices, look at the future of the industry, and create connections. Each year, the Southwest Ag Summit seems to expand, and this year's no different, with a special focus on families and farm traditions, along with a menu of informative sessions on everything from climate change to pest management. My guest today is Amy Karvosky of the Yuma Fresh Vegetable Association and one of the organizers of this year's Southwest Ag Summit. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, before we talk about the Southwest Ag Summit, and I always want to call it the Swag Summit, I'll just be honest. The Yuma Fresh Vegetable Association, what is that group? It's not a fan club for vegetables. It's an important organization that a lot of people have heard about, but some people might not have.
Sure. Well, we're an association. Our mission is to protect and promote the Yuma vegetable and melon industry. So we work very hard to make sure that everyone in our ag industry is well informed on what is going on at the time in ag, the new rules. Food safety is a huge topic going on right now, water treatment, those kinds of items. Our goal is to get that information out there to promote and make everything better.
I know that you're one of the go-to agencies, especially with a food safety event in our region or even outside of our region.
Yes, we have lots of food safety specialists that are constantly rewriting rules, learning new techniques to make our food safer because that is so important to us.
So let's talk about the Southwest Ag Summit. What is it exactly and how did it get started?
Well, the Southwest Ag Summit is a wonderful event that we have here at Arizona Western College, and it allows vendors from all throughout the United States as well as out of country to bring in their new ideas, their new products to all of our ag industry and farmers here to help, again, making things better, making things new, the new technology. And with all of us getting together, we're able to share those ideas and use them to our best benefit.
Because farming's an old business, but it's constantly changing.
Farming is probably one of, if not the oldest profession out there. But yes, with all the new technology and all the new products that are becoming available and what we're asked to grow and ship and store, we have to keep up with that technology to make everything better.
What do you think would surprise the organizers from, say, 10, 12 years ago when it first got started about this year's summit? Do you think they'd be surprised at the growth of it?
Definitely. The growth in size alone, I mean, we're celebrating 14 years this year, so definitely over a decade of this event. And I think that people that started with the event 14 years ago would be amazed at the size. They would be amazed to know that we have vendors coming from Canada and France, as well as surrounding states and even Connecticut, very far away, and they're bringing their new implements. They're bringing robotic tractors, how best to use food safety, how best to use water treatment.
And it's amazing, too, because the summit isn't just a one-day go to a bunch of conferences event, which it has that, and there are great presentations, but there are field demonstrations. It sort of gets out into the community a lot more, out into the fields, really.
Correct. It is a total of 3 days. And so on Tuesday, it's really move in. Let's get everybody comfortable. We also have our Jacob Louis Memorial Golf Tournament.
That's right.
Where the farmers and the professionals, they can get together and network and just start the event off with a good time. And then, of course, Wednesday, we have our field demonstration, which this year, I believe we even still have a waiting list. We had the most amount of people in, I think, forever that want to participate by showing their new implements, their new techniques on all of these different things that can be used to make the industry better.
I know in the past we've seen amazing falconry demonstrations. We've seen drones. We've seen drip irrigation systems. It runs the gamut for what a farmer might need.
Exactly. Yes. And like I said, this year we've got a robotic tractor that's coming. And I think that's going to be amazing for people to see, as well as the different types of technologies that will be here and shown. Several different new tractors, those kinds of things.
And I think people are always impressed when they hear, and I know we've reported on how technology is informing all of these changes. I mean, these robotic tractors that use GPS, the automatic leveling. It's amazing what technology has contributed to our local ag industry.
Yeah, we actually just had our acreage re-leveled because we're going to be planting new citrus trees. And to be out there and see that red light and the tractors following it so that you can make sure that you have the right grade for the right amount of irrigation and that your crops are getting all their chemicals properly. It's pretty neat.
A lot of great information for growers and for sort of industry insiders. Why would someone who just lives here in Yuma want to go to the Ag Summit or attend some of these sessions?
Well, agriculture affects all of our lives, right? Without farmers, we don't have food. And so therefore, I think anyone that realizes the importance of that might be interested in coming to our event because they're going to see how we as an industry are trying to make food safer, how we are creating new rules that we can follow, new protocols to make things safer, healthier. You know, you have to remember this food, it's grown outside. So there are a lot of things that we don't have control over, but those things that we can control or at least try our best to, they need to know we are doing that.
And we've talked a little bit about what farmers can learn from outside the area, but a lot of people are coming here to learn from our growers, too.
Yes. Well, you know, Yuma, Arizona is one of the few places that we can grow 365 days a year, right? And our farms are huge. I mean, we have farmers with thousands of acres versus in different areas, you know, you've got 10, 20, 100 acres. And so, therefore, it is a great hub, both Salinas and here in Yuma, that people can come and learn because we can grow so many different crops. And we've got crop rotations and how do we deal with, you know, the next crop that we're going to grow and, again, keeping things safe.
And I know I've talked to several experts in the recent past about how good Yuma Ag is at using water. And I wonder if these other areas want to come in and learn about how efficiency can work for them.
Right, and those opportunities will definitely be here. We've got several different water treatment as well as irrigation companies that will be here. They're going to be displaying their different irrigation pumps. There's a drip tape coming in, all those kinds of things, because yes, water is a big issue as far as how do we treat it to make it safer for our crops, but also the lack of it. So how can we grow our crops better with less water?
And when these outside vendors and visitors come to a summit like this, what sort of personally do you want them to take away about this community?
I would love for them to take away the feeling of awe at how we come together and we support each other and how this event gets so many of us together from all over the United States and again out of country to learn from each other and share our ideas, because that is how our industry will grow and continue to be successful.
In the past, I was looking through some of the old programs, and in the past it seems like there's kind of not an overall, but a bit of a focus each year. And I know that food safety one year was a big focus. Food packaging was a big focus last year. What about this year? Is there a sort of through line for a lot of these presentations?
Well, this year we're focusing certainly more on technology. It is playing such a huge role in farming. You know, as you said, the tractors, the laser leveling, how much computer work is needed, the knowledge of it, and to run these machines, because it's not just planting and watching it grow. It is definitely a lot more in depth than that, and we use this technology to make things better, to make them safer and more time worthy, those kinds of things. Yes.
So in terms of these demos and the keynote speakers and the presentations, what's the structure of the presentations day? So if you come in the morning, there's a breakfast and an event going on there, and then there are presentations throughout the day, and people have a choice where they want to go, right?
Correct. So Thursday is kind of what you're leading up to. Thursday morning, we start off with a breakfast as well as a panel that people will be able to listen to, ask questions, learn about the technology, learn about what's new going on. And then from there, we break into different breakout sessions. And we have a morning time where you have the choice of about 4 to 5 different classes that you can attend. And then we're going to have our keynote speaker at lunch. And that will be a great and interesting futuristic technology presentation. And then we break again for three or four more breakout sessions that you can attend. And our CEUs are available, which are continuing education units for our pest control advisors, as well as any farmers or professionals that need those classes. And that is such a big draw to the Ag Summit, because we're also providing these people an opportunity to continue with their education all in one spot, all in one day.
So these are certifications they can get, or just classes they can take to keep them current?
Correct, right. Just continuing education units that are, we had all of these classes qualified for Arizona or California or both. And, you know, it is a fee to come and be an attendee and get into those classes. It's $125 to register, but the information you receive is well worth it. And again, as a professional, it allows you to get all those in one day instead of going to different ones at different times throughout the year.
And of course, you can tout that you've taken these classes. I know in other industries, telephony and stuff, you take these little classes and you get these certifications that so people know that you're keeping up.
Correct. Yes. Just like being a doctor, it's the same thing. You know, all the new technology, all of the new ideas, innovations, we have to keep up with that, because that's how we grow. That's how we improve.
I've looked at the list of presentations that are coming this year. And what strikes me right away is just the organizational task at hand to pull all of this together. Take a moment, if you will, and give a shout out to some of the people who've helped you put this all together.
I'll tell you, I have an amazing team of people that help me. They make me look good, and without them, this would not happen. So Dr. John Palumbo from the University of Arizona, he actually every year takes on the task of organizing all of these classes and getting the moderators and getting the speakers, and he does a phenomenal job. All of our helpers here at AWC, you know, April Hale, the advanced coordinator, and everyone that works over there with her, you know, this happens because of their help. And then we've got Lee Lohe that is here in the ag department. She helps immensely, brings us college students that help organize, help with registration, those kinds of things. Nick Kopas and Nick Barr, they're my go-to guys for the static display, where we'll have the tractors sitting out so people can actually walk through them, look at them, open them up, sit in them if they want, which is really neat. Nick Barr, he's doing the field demonstration, and that he's amazing at it, and it's absolutely beautiful. We've got pictures from last year, the tractors just all lined up, you know, as
there were
the
some really beautiful
rising
tractors sitting out there last year, actually.
It's amazing.
I'm not even a farmer, and I was like, that's a darn impressive looking tractor.
We're going to have even more this year. Yeah. So, yep, you should come check it out.
And before we take a quick break, I want to just say, because you kind of alluded to it there, what an opportunity it is for the students at Arizona Western College, especially the ag students, to engage with the industry in this way, because it really takes over campus for a couple days.
Correct. It does. And we are very grateful, again, for AWC, the service they allow us to come here, rent this area, as well as helping us, you know, move all those tractors in. These students, we want them to go into ag. We want them to love it, and we need them to realize, hey, it's more than just driving a tractor. This technology, if you like these computers, we need you to help us figure out how to fix these better. We need you to help tell us or find out how to make the crop rotations work better, all of those things. And that's technology driven, and that's technology and farming hand in hand. And these kids coming up, we want them to be involved. We want them to love farming.
All right. My guest is Amy Karvosky. She's with the Yuma Fresh Vegetable Association. We're talking about the Southwest Ag Summit. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gumm. I'm talking with Amy Karvosky, Yuma Fresh Vegetable Association, one of the organizers of the Southwest Ag Summit that starts next February 25th, actually next week. We were talking a little bit more about some of the activities and getting students involved. I noticed a push for activities this year that are family-friendly and that focus on farming traditions and even farm wives. What was the idea there?
Yes, well, as a spouse of a farmer, male or female, you know, it is still part of your life. And we want to acknowledge that and get them here also to experience.
Even if you do something else, even if you're a teacher or a mechanic. Yeah.
Definitely, yes. We want you to come. We want you to enjoy it. We want you to see the beautiful tractors, the amazing field demo. We're going to have a reception Wednesday night that, again, for our attendees. And that will be a really great time for questions and answers and vendor time, learning about all the new implements that are available. We also worked a little bit with Dandy Home and Ranch here in town, and she's going to be offering classes for, again, the spouses to participate in. She's got one on Tuesday, the 25th, that is A Farmer's Wife, Entertaining with Peggy Alameda, and that should be a lot of fun. And then another one on Wednesday, Farmhouse Decor, where you will actually take the time to create a chalkboard and a cutting board. And, you know, we all use those in our homes, yeah. And they've become quite the device in a farm home.
Yeah, and as you say, spouses.
Yes.
It could be a husband or a wife.
Correct, exactly. And right. And we're hoping that they'll take some time to do these extra activities while everybody else is in their classes and learning their new information.
And it's nice, too, because it gives them a reason to bring the family on down to Yuma, and there'll be something for them to do, too, while they're in their sessions.
Right, and this is the first year that we're doing some of these activities, so the hope is that they're well-received and we can increase that for next year.
Okay, so I do have to ask you about your choice of keynote, and we talked a little bit about this before. So Jay Lair is the keynote speaker on Thursday, I believe, at the lunchtime session,
yes.
Right? He'll be talking about innovations in the coming decade, but he's got a reputation. He's connected to the Heartland Institute, a group that's been identified as advising President Donald Trump on the environment and other policies, and he's been critical of climate change policies, calling them alarmists, extremists, even using the word hoax. It's interesting because there are concurrent sessions about climate change and its impact on Yuma Ag and Yuma's water. So talk a little bit about bringing this particular speaker to Yuma.
Sure. One of our goals was to get a speaker that would really get you thinking, right? So some people are going to love what he has to say, and other people might decide they don't like it so much. But the idea is that it's going to broaden your mind. It's going to broaden your thought on ag and how everything is affected in this industry. Technology, again, is what we're really wanting to focus on this year, futuristic technology and ag. And he is definitely well known for having thoughts, opinions, and a lot of knowledge on that.
And everyone in ag doesn't have the same view on every issue that affects ag.
No, they don't. And you know what? That's what makes it one of the things that makes it an amazing profession, because without the different thinkers, some of these new ideas wouldn't come up. Some of these new ways of using the tractors, using water, crop rotations, planting different items to use wouldn't be there if we all thought the same.
Right. So you've got to innovate. And is there room then for different points of view?
Always. I think there's room for different points of view in everything that we do and daily life, because you take what works for you and you go with that. And it helps you to become better in whatever you're doing.
Well, and I think, again, it's important to point out that if you disagree with the keynote speaker, there are sessions where he might disagree with the conclusions of those sessions. So you're really getting both sides of the issues.
Right. Well, and hopefully we are opening up a way for good conversation.
So why is this important to the local ag industry in general, just to have an event like this and for the community? Why overall do you think this is such an important event?
Because it gets us all together in one place where we can learn, where we can talk about controversial ideas and come up with ways to solve these issues that are facing our ag industry daily.
And how do you think it impacts how people view the industry when you're able to come together like that?
Well, I would hope that everyone else would see us trying so hard to make this better. Again, food safety, making our food safer, the way we grow it, the way we water it, the way we produce it, pack it, those kinds of things. That's been in the news everywhere, you know, coming up with better ways to grow, ways to make more products available to larger people.
It's amazing, too, because when you live in Yuma, people outside of Yuma sometimes question you about things that are going on, especially if there's a food safety event, and you find that there is a depth of knowledge within the community about the industry that you don't find in other communities. And that's in part because I think people care about the industry here.
Well, true, and it is such a deeply rooted industry here in Yuma. It's been here, you know, forever. I believe it started Yuma. I mean, my great-grandfather was a farmer, my grandfather was a farmer, my dad, and so a lot of the families here support it, grow it, live it.
And it wasn't always easy to do it. So that innovation that you've talked about all the last half hour is so important.
Yes, exactly.
So tell people how they can find out more about the Yuma Southwest Ag Summit, where they can get more information and maybe get involved.
Sure. Well, we do have a website you can go to. It's www.swagsummit.com. As you commented earlier,
swag.
You want to call it swag.
I do want to call it swag.
We all call it swag. So that's even in our, you know, in our .com. There is information as far as our program. If you want to register, registration is open until midnight tonight. If you do not register online before that, then you can register at the event. That's not an issue at all. And then we also have a Yuma Fresh Vegetable Association website you can go to. You can always email me. I love to answer questions and help out with that.
And a reminder that anyone can go to this.
Yes, anyone can go to this, but participation, you do need to pay for it. Okay. Yes, because you are getting the reception and we're serving you lunch and we're serving you breakfast and all of those things. And then the knowledge that you get is just amazing.
So you want to make sure to register. And if you don't do it by midnight tonight, you can do it on site.
Yes.
On the first day. Amy Karvosky of the Yuma Fresh Vegetable Association, it's been a real pleasure to have you in the studio and to meet you this morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. Thanks for listening.